This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, coming to you from a sunny Cape Town. We head to California to catch up with Aida Wazalewski. Aida, welcome back. Nice to chat. Your bike, obviously you come from a running background, but you mentioned you've ridden a bit of mountain bike. Your first triathlon was on a mountain bike as well. Is it something you're learning to love? Is it something you do enjoy getting out and putting in the miles?
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me back again. I love my bike now, and I do love spending time on the bike. I actually get excited when I can get on my bike and get out there.
You say you love your bike now. There have been times where you haven't been the biggest fan of being on the bike.
Absolutely. I used to hear people say, oh, I get off my bike and I kiss my bike and say, thank you, I love you. And I would go, I don't feel that way. I would wait. I was like, I'm waiting for that day. And now I do feel that. I really do. I have done some double rides in a day for training for Kona that my coach had me do. And each time I got off and I thought, God, that felt good. Great at times. Yes. I love my bike.
What brought about that change? What is it that made it that way for you, from going to a point where you thought maybe not so much, and to the point where you do love it now?
One was position on the bike, getting comfortable on the bike. I've had quite a few different fits, and I'm where I need to be on the bike, so I'm comfortable on my bike. I think that helped a lot. And then the training, the power, the high power, low cadence training that's made me stronger and just given me more confidence that I'm riding better. So when I'm out there, I don't feel like I'm always having to work so hard to get that little bit faster. I'm stronger. I think having stronger biking legs has definitely made me enjoy being on the bike more.
And sadly, the only way to get those is by spending lots of time on the bike. They don't sell those, do they?
No, and I think also spending enough time on my CompuTrainer indoors. So now the hate has gone to the CompuTrainer and the love has gone to the real bike. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You've also had a few crashes on the bike too, and confidence, you mentioned you're a lot more confident on the bike now, but that also goes up and down. I mean, bouncing back from a big crash from a confidence perspective is difficult. How have you dealt with that?
Oh, you can say that again. Seriously, courage is the word I can give you. Being courageous enough, honestly, after my very first crash, which actually happened on my mountain bike, it took me months to get back on the bike. And when I was on my road bike or my tri bike and had my first crash on the tri bike, I knew that was the first thing I had to do was get back on my bike as soon as possible. If not, it would become this big monster in my head and I would have a hard time getting back on it. So getting back on the bike and knowing that I had to just keep riding to get the fear out of me. I've done it over and over again, and it honestly doesn't get any easier. With each crash, I've had to literally have the courage to come back and work at it. But it comes back. It's just a matter of being consistent and being on there and just each ride giving you that little more confidence that you can do it. The wind scares me. And I have to tell you, Kona winds scare me to no end. In fact, in training, when I was there this year, in Kona, the week prior to race, I went to ride that scary ride from the marina, you know, up to Javi and back. It's an 18-mile stretch up to Javi. It was so windy that day that I stopped and I started crying because I was petrified. I was like, what if I fall again? What if I fall right now? And my riding partner said, you know, we could turn around right now. And we were only 5 miles into the ride. And I said, no, I can't do that. If I do that right now, it's going to be this monster in my head till race day. I have to do this. And he said, okay, let's go. And literally my legs were shaking, but the more I went, the better I felt. And by the time I got to Javi, I was like, okay, I made it, you know? It's just having the courage to do it, and then you get rewarded for it with confidence. And that was the best thing I could have done this year, honestly.
That's brilliant.
Going through that. And come race day, the wind was there, and I thought, but I just did it. I'm good and I'm going to be fine. And I did not end up wasting energy just being scared of the wind.
I love that. I think that's awesome advice. There's lots of people, and they always say there's two types of cyclists, those that have fallen off a bike and those that haven't fallen yet. And the key, as you say, is just getting your head around it and getting out there, being courageous and doing what it takes. I think that's fantastic advice. So thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to getting you back on and talking about your strong one, the run. We'll save that for next time out, if that's good.
Thank you for having me back.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekoneedge.com/bikeseminar now.